Burn by Ted Decker and Aaron Healy, published by Thomas Nelson Incorporated and read by Ann Harrison.
Part 1. Ignition. Chapter 1. Salazar Sanso raised his binoculars and looked out over the edge of the steep drop into the rosy New Mexican desert. Through the lenses he scanned the modest-sized gypsy camp that hugged the base of the mesa. A brisk river separated it from 25 tents, which were a combination of sturdy canvas and tall wood-stilt frames. Surrounding them were several trucks and a few SUVs, larger tented structures that Sanso assumed were facilities for school and medicine and whatnot, and a large meeting house, which perhaps had once been a rancher's barn. Children played a game of kickball outside the camp, within shouting distance. A group of men smoked near the entrance of the meeting house, few women in sight. Most of the community, 100, 125 by his estimation, were tending their carnival booths in Albuquerque for the weekend. "Tell me what I'm looking for," Sanso said to the woman standing next to him. A hot breeze played with his hair and stroked his close-cropped beard. The wind's uncharacteristic humidity predicted an approaching thunderstorm. In the west, crowding clouds positioned themselves between the camp and the fading afternoon sun. "She's fairer-skinned than the rest and taller." Calista held out a grainy picture of a young woman in blue jeans. Sanso lowered the binoculars and took it. Long hair the color of New Mexico's red rocks dunked in water. Dark eyes, tan skin, heart-shaped face. She was walking with another woman who wore a long skirt.